This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Earth Matters. I'm Lee Chui Lin. For more than a decade, Bukit Kiara's status as a forest reserve has remained ambiguous. And despite several public campaigns to save one of the city's green lungs, residents and activists say construction and development still present a very real threat. Here to discuss the issue further are Tan Sri Saleh Mohammed Noor, Liu Kui Cheng and Yong Fu Chuan. And the National Landscape Department, Sime Darby, Berjaya and KL City Hall have all declined to be interviewed. But the three gentlemen here represent respectively the Friends of Bukit Kiara as well as the Trails Association of Kuala Lumpur and Selangor, or Tracks Malaysia. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thank you.
First off, the Friends of Bukit Kiara is one group in a coalition of NGOs campaigning to save the forest. What are your main concerns?
Well, thank you, Lynn. Thank you, BMF, for inviting us. The basic concern is this, that the Cabinet in 2007 had decided to gazette Bukit Kiara, which was originally 1,600 acres. And yet today, 2015, that gazettement has not gone through. That's fundamental. The second issue, Lynn, is that that land was a private property acquired by government for a public purpose. And therefore, it should remain to be a public purpose and not given out to individuals or companies for gain. As simple as that. The government is at fault. And that government stands for Dharma Bandar Raya if they do allow that. Because that acquisition of a private property was for a public purpose. And that public purpose was a for park. So these are fundamental issues. And now remaining is only 466.86 hectares. This because that's it.
Acres.
And therefore, what happened to the balance? And so these are issues that the government has got to be more transparent and be open to us, to the public. Because we are concerned as a public, as a registered society, in which Mr. Liu has been very instrumental in pursuing this idea for many years. We have written to the Prime Minister, we've written to the Datuk Bandar, we've written to the Minister of Federal Territory, we have met with them, and yet nothing happened, Lin, and that's our concern.
What does Malaysian law say regarding the gazetting of parks? You know, what exactly does it cover? What significance is it for a park to be gazetted?
Well, for a park to be gazetted, it has to be legally instituted as a park and then registered under the gazettement. It has to be approved by the authority in question. And this here is Dharma Bandar Raya, because they own the land. And once it's approved and gazetted, it has got to be documented in the registrar of gazettement that park is now gazetted. Similar to a forest reserve, gazetted by a forestry department. Now, once it's gazetted, no other land use can come in. But of course, the state, in this case the federal territory, they have the authority. I mean, it's not locked in steel. But they can, but there must be there's a procedure. To de-gazette, there must be a public hearing. There must be certain procedures under the Act.
Earlier, we talked about that shrinking of acres. It used to be, you know, over 1,600 acres, and now it's, you mentioned, I think, 400 over?
466.
Yes. Do we know anything at all about why that number has lessened so greatly and, you know, how it shrunk?
Mr. Liu, Liu is much more knowledgeable on that.
It was announced in 2007... by Minister Tan Sri Ong Kah Teng, that the government has set aside 466.86 acres to be gazetted into a permanent green lung. That is because over the years, the government has been giving out parcels of land for various recreation and commercial purposes. So that left only about 500 to 600 acres still vacant. So the Friends of Bukit Kiara was launched in 2001. And during and after a few years, the 2005, we decided to appeal to the PM to gazette this whatever remaining land available. The survey department as well as the Jabatan Landscape recommended 466.86 acres. To be gazetted, and that was approved in 2007. Unfortunately, during our follow-up, we didn't seem to get any concrete progress. They just kept saying that it is ongoing, but we do not know how long that is going to take. And in the meantime, we kept on hearing rumors that there are parties who would like to acquire some of the land parcels for development. Then, all of a sudden, 2 years ago, Bandaraya, the Dato' Mayor, Dato' Bandar, himself, told us that they are going to enter into a lease agreement 60 years with one developer on this particular lot called Lot 52314, which is 62.5 acres. These 62.5 acres makes up a substantial portion of the 466.86 acres which was promised by the federal cabinet. We felt it is not fair that the government was going back on his promise, and all that the government had to tell us was that this private developer had taken the DBKL to court, and they have won the judgment. And City Hall had no choice but to sign the lease agreement of 60 years to this developer. But this had taken us by great surprise. And we felt it is very strange that having lost the court case, why did not the landowner, in that case, the DBKL, make an appeal against the judgment? So, for whatever reason, the City Hall decided not to appeal, and the status looks like one of these days, the developer will go ahead with their construction activities on site. This piece of land, in its original gazette, was meant to be for polo and equestrian activities. This is what the condition of land use says in its title. And we appeal to the authority to stick to this land use and not to allow the developer to convert the land use to commercial development. We were told by the City Hall that the developer has a very impressive plan to build hospital, international hotel, multi-story car park, and various other development projects on this huge piece of land. This encroachment into our green lung, proposed green lung, will be very jarring to the nature lovers who go there every day for recreation and exercise. We feel that the residents have lost in our battle to keep this piece of green lung. In fact, it was supposed to be 1,600 acres for the purpose of a public park. Now, the cabinet had decided to give us 466.86. Why do we have to further reduce this acreage by another 62.5 acres to private development? We feel that this allocation of land to this private party is definitely not justified.
How, so when it comes to that, how important is it to have these buffer zones around the park rather than have it be parceled out to developers, to different buyers?
The issue is not just the buffer zone, Lynn. So the issue is, as I mentioned right from the start, the fundamental issue is this was acquired for public purpose. Okay, we can stretch our mind a bit and say the polo club in the question was, you know, public. But to build an infrastructure, condominium, et cetera, is not for public. They're going to sell it to individuals. And that is against the fundamental issue of acquiring a private property for public purpose. So why does the government do that? That is fundamental in. And that we have not get an answer. We have gone to Devon Bandar Raya, we have met with them, and they have not given us an answer. All they tell us, we have been directed from the top, quote and unquote. Now who the top is, I don't know. Why, we don't know. Because they have not been very transparent with us. Unfortunately, we have tracks. They're using that every day, every weekend. Every weekend, correct me, Chong, is about 4,000 people who use that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And believe it or not, Lynn, the whole of Kuala Lumpur is losing out its green lung. Every piece of property, because it's so valuable, is being used up for so-called development. And what is going to have our great-grandchildren in the future? Another New York in middle KL? I don't want to see that. We want the children to have some green space for them to recreate. We have to live with nature because we are part of nature.
I'm speaking today with Tan Sri Saleh Mohammed Noor, Liu Kui Cheng and Yong Fu Chuen. We are discussing the threats facing Bukit Kiara's forest. Up next, we find out what Track's concerns are regarding the forest. You are listening today to Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. This is Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture. I'm Lee Chui Lin. In the studio with me today, Tan Sri Saleh Mohammed Noor and Liu Kui Cheng from Friends of Bukit Kiara and Yong Fu Chuen, members of the Trails Association of Kuala Lumpur and Selangor, or TRACS Malaysia. So when it comes to TRACS then, what are your concerns regarding the forest?
Yeah, Lin. Our concerns are pretty much the same with Tan Sri and Mr. Liu from FOBK. You know, that piece of green space need to be gazetted as soon as possible. It has been already 9 years. It shouldn't take so long if there is a will to gazette it, right? So that's really Track's main concern. Aside from that, the other concern is also for our trail users. As Tan Sri was saying, there's, you know, around 4,000 users over the weekend, from hikers to casual walkers to mountain bikers, trail runners, they all love Kiara and they want it to be green, right? They want it to be left as it is for them to enjoy, right? I mean, where do you find a city where you have such a beautiful green space where people can go and enjoy the greenery? So we want those trails that were actually built by Trex, you know, in the early 2000s since, to be preserved. There are over 30 kilometers of trails that Trex was involved in building, right, over the years. And you can imagine if these trails are destroyed or disrupted, how painful it would be for those people who use the trails.
Has Trex also been documenting encroachment in the Kiara Forest?
Yes. You know, Trex is member-driven organization. We were formed in 2007 with a collective of a few mountain bikers that were very passionate about the area. And then later on, we were finally registered as a society in 2013. And today, we have over 2,000 people in our Facebook group linked to us. And, you know, we get a lot of passionate members and users reporting cases of, we don't know if it's encroachment because there's no visibility at all with what is what, right? So we just see a lot of bulldozers, we see a lot of land that has been cleared, there's a lot of destruction to the water sources. All these were all documented for photographs, and there are even videos, you could check them over the Facebook and YouTube. So yeah, there has been constant reports from our users about how the trails and the whole area is being affected, right? There's also the case of the fencing, which I think was talked about. Even the building of the fence caused a lot of disruption, destructions to the environmental, the whole area, with trees being felled and cement poured on pristine water source and stuff like that. So naturally, we are very concerned with what's going on there.
In March 2014, the Star said there was massive clearing at the end of Jalan Desa Kiara, but no signboard naming the developer was put up. What's become of that development since it's now, I think, a year and a half on?
we don't know, I mean, there's so many other development going on. So we really don't know what's going on. And that's the crux of the issue. We just don't know, right? So nobody puts up any sign. We don't know what's going on. So naturally, if you don't know anything, then
you're kept in the dark.
You're kept in the dark. Yeah. You're suspicious, right? That's natural, right? You think it negatively. Yeah. So we need to know what's going on. And then if there's development, okay, it's on private land. There's nothing much we can do. But we need it to be transparent, right?
Sure.
We need to be informed that who's building it, who own it, so that the public knows what exactly is going on.
So when it comes to that fence that you mentioned earlier, what kind of consultation was there? Was there any discussion at all about the building of the fence?
We just suddenly one day we found the fence being built.
Yeah.
But Lynn, as Yong mentioned, when you're building a house, you get to get a permit. You get to set up a signboard to tell people, tell your neighbors that this is being done. And that permit is approved by the authorities. Here, nothing. So it's not very transparent. So when we are kept in the dark, we can only speculate.
Yeah.
And we can speculate only the worst. And that's not good. That's not very transparent. We talk about transparent government, we talk about all this. I mean, that's not very transparent. And we are sad that this is happening right before our eyes without we knowing it. And Trex, Friends of Phuket Kiara, our members go there literally every weekend. And they ask us, and say, sorry lah, tak tahu. Because that's exactly what just learned. We don't know.
Phuket Kiara is also currently divided up into 7 parcels. From what I understand, you've been calling for the tracks to be amalgamated. Could you explain why that is? How would that help?
Liu?
Actually, the seven parcels of land, they make up the 466.86 acres. That is what the cabinet had intended to be preserved as a permanent green lung. According to the land authority, that means the Pengarah Tanah dan Galian, they want to amalgamate all the seven pieces of land into one mother title of 466.86 acres. And this one is for the express purpose of establishing the TABB, Taman Awam Berskala Besar. And once you have a mother title of 466.86 acres, then it will become impossible for any private developer to steal pieces of land from this mother title. So long you have got small pieces of land, there is always a danger that somebody may get a small piece of the TABB for private development. That is the rationale behind this amalgamation.
Looking to the future of Bukit Kiara, according to the Star Again, the Jabatan Landscape Negara has allocated a budget of 150 million ringgit to transform Bukit Kiara into a park over the next 5 years. How likely, you know, could you tell us about what it is that they plan to do?
Actually, back in 2008, the Jabatan Landscape had conducted a 3-day seminar to get opinion from the NGOs and the various authorities, including Survey Department, their legal advisors, the DBKL, as well as the Pengarah Tanah and other authorities. They wanted us to tell them what we feel about the plan and where and how it should be implemented. So during the 3 days, we had contributed a lot of different opinions, which to them was very useful. And then after that, they have invited something like 10 different landscape and planning consultants to give proposal to the Jabatan Landscape, how they think the TABB should be designed and built. I was among these advisors for vetting all the proposals. And we have given our own comment on how we feel about each proposal. But eventually, the Jabatan Landscape did not adopt any specific, any particular consultant's proposal. They did not implement it. At that time, in fact, they were talking of 250 million. For the implementation of TABB. But I told them that was far too much. We do not want so many building construction activities on the site. In fact, we would like to have as little building development on the site as possible. So till today, there is no concrete proposal of what Jabatan Landscape really wants to do. So that being the case, we wouldn't know how much money is going to be spent and on what.
In Trek's opinion, actually, you know, we want the park to be kept as it is. There isn't any need to, you know, spend that large amount of money to build any infrastructure. You know, currently all the trails are there. They are all volunteer built, and they are volunteer maintained. There may be some upgrading that you need, right? There is a tarmac road up the trails, and that tarmac road needs to be resurfaced. So that, you know, that there is
maintenance
and maybe upgrading of facilities that is required, but certainly not, you know, build it up into a huge, you know.
That's our concern, Lin. That with money, we don't know what they're going to build there. I mean, look at, if I may take an example of Lake Gardens. You know, they're building atrociously huge infrastructure and nobody's using it. The fact that public money is being misused, and that is our concern. Leave the park by itself. If anything, improve the planting. For your example, for your information, in the 1990s, we sent about over $4 million to have a U.S. consultant to develop Bukit Kiara during the time of the late Tun Gavu Baba when he was Deputy Prime Minister. That was not taken up. Now, we want to have another consultant to build infrastructure again. That is not what we want. We just want the place to be gazetted, conserved as it is, and any development will be in the form of planting trees, because it's now rubber, right? We want maybe plant some indigenous trees to make it a true forest. That's all we want.
With that, what are you and other NGOs doing to try and push forward the gazettement, or, you know, to ensure that it actually happens?
Well, we have written to the Prime Minister, we've written to the Dewan Bandaraya, we've written to Datuk Bandar, we've written to the Minister. That's all we can do. We have spoken to the press. We are trying to harness public opinion.
We had three walks.
We had so many major walks.
With 10,000 signature petitions.
But it's fallen on deaf ears, Lynn. What can we do?
Bukit Kiara has also been earmarked as a green lung in the KL master plan. You know, there are many hopeful things being said. I don't know how many hopeful things are being done. Are you going to take legal action to ensure that this is preserved?
Well, if the government goes ahead to create infrastructure monstrosities within that, we may have no option but.
And overall, if we look at, if we stretch our eyes, you know, further from Bukit Kiara, about 53,000 hectares of empty land nationwide are supposed to be developed as public parks by 2020. And this is according to the Housing and Local Government Minister. How optimistic are you all that this is something that can happen or will happen?
Well, my view is this. Where there's a will, there's a way. But is there a will to do it? That's my question.
And in my opinion, also, not just the will, but authentic will. So what's the purpose of, you know, having the public parks? Now, the authentic reason would be for public use, for public enjoyment, right? Not for profit.
Issues, if I may, just very quickly. One, for example, the issue of Bukit Gasing, Ampang, Siti Wangsa, Bukit Ceraka, Temple Park, they're all green lungs, no? And they're all under threat.
In their own way. And
Yes.
Finally then, if we look at Bukit Kiara, what are your hopes moving forward? What would you like to see happen, you know, as soon as possible?
Gazettement, full stop.
Yeah. Agreed.
Thank you all very much. I've been speaking with Tan Sri Saleh Mohamed Noor and Liu Kui Cheng from Friends of Bukit Kiara, as well as Yong Fu Chuen, members of Trax Malaysia. We've been discussing the threat facing one of KL's last green lungs, Bukit Kiara. You've been listening to Earth Matters today on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.